We're having a regimental shooting competition, which the regiment hasn't had in a few years. So I've decided that all the four squadrons will participate, and we'll have a load of trophies for the best team and the best individuals and various individual shoots. But it'll also give me a chance to see the talent that the regiment has, and will form the basis of the regimental shooting competition for next year.
You did go to Purbright this year and did very well.
Yes, the regiment has done very well this year, because for the first time in the regiment's history, we have won the Force Troops Command Operational Shooting Competition for the RLC. And also at the Army Reserve Operational Shooting Competition, we came third overall, which again is the highest in the regiment's history. And we had five soldiers in the top 50. And also had the infamous title of having two guys, one sitting in 51st place and one guy sitting in 52nd. So we very nearly had seven out of the eight soldiers in the top 50, which has never been done before.
Who was 52nd?
Well, unfortunately, that was me. So unfortunately, I have to go back next year and try it all over again.
So the competition, is it just going to be 152, or are you having any other people across?
No, it's just 152. It's something I care passionately about, because to me, you're soldier first, trade second. It's the most important core skill that a soldier has. And it's not just about shooting, it's operational shooting. So it's based on operational scenarios, and obviously has a high emphasis on fitness. So we're getting shooting and fitness skills all in the one weekend. And the bottom line is, that's what the soldiers joined the army for, is to shoot. And you never actually know when you're going to need that skill.
This is all happening in the middle of October.
Yeah, it's not very far away. So the squadrons have done a bit of preparation over the last few weeks. And again, the interesting point as well for me is that, you know, the regimental shooting team come from all the four squadrons. So these soldiers, for the first time in a few years, are actually competing against their colleagues and their friends from the shooting team. So there's quite a bit of inter-squadron rivalry, which again, I like to harness, and because that competitive spirit obviously increases their sharpness. And I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully identify some new talent for the 152 North Irish Regimental Shooting Team next year.